The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 26. And it happened when Jesus had finished all these words, he said to his disciples, "You know that in 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified." At that time the chief priests gathered together, along with the elders of the people, in the court of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas. There they plotted together about how they might catch Jesus by subtlety and kill him. But they said, "Not during the feast, so that it doesn't cause a disturbance among the people." Now while Jesus was in Bethany, at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster flask of extremely valuable ointment, which she poured on his head while he was sitting down to eat. But when the disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, "What is the purpose of this waste? For this ointment could have been sold for a lot of money and given to the poor." But Jesus, perceiving it, said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? She has done something good to me. For you will always have the poor with you, but you won't always have me with you. For in pouring this ointment on my body, she did it preparing me for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this good news message is proclaimed in the whole world, that which this woman has done will also be told for a memorial to her." Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "How much are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you?" And they weighed out 30 pieces of silver for him. From that time he sought an opportunity to deliver him to them. Now on the first day of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he said, "Go into the city and find a certain man, and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I plan to keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.' And the disciples did as Jesus instructed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. Now when evening had come, he was sitting at the meal with the 12 disciples. And as they were eating, he said, 'Truly I say to you that one of you will betray me.' And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and every one of them began to say to him, 'Is it I, Lord?' And he answered and said, 'He who dips his hand with me in the dish will betray me. The Son of Man goes, even as it is written about him. But woe to that man through whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born.' And Judas, who betrayed him, answered and said, 'Is it I, Rabbi?' He answered, 'You have said it.' And as they were eating, Jesus, taking the bread, blessed it, broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And taking a cup, he gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, 'Drink of it, all of you. For this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many, resulting in liberation from their sins. But I say to you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink new wine with you in my Father's kingdom.' And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, 'All of you will be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered abroad.'" That's a quote from Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7. "But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." But Peter answered and said to him, "If all the others are offended because of you, I will never be offended." Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you that this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, "Even if I must die with you, yet I will not deny you." All the other disciples said the same thing. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And he took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee and began to grieve and be distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is deeply grieved, even to death. Wait here and keep watch with me." And he went forward a little, fell on his face, and prayed, saying, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, So you couldn't keep watch with me 1 hour? Be vigilant and pray, so that you don't enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again, a second time he went away and prayed, saying, My Father, if this cannot pass away unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came again, and he found them sleeping, for their eyelids were heavy. And he left them again and went away and prayed a third time, repeating the same words. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Look, the time has come, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going. See, he who betrays me is here. And while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him was a large crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he who betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomever I kiss, that is he, take him. And he came directly to Jesus and said, Greetings, Rabbi, and kissed him. And Jesus said to him, Friend, do that for which you have come. Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And suddenly one of those who was with Jesus reached out his hand, drew his sword, and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to him, Put your sword back into its place, for all those who take up the sword will die by the sword. Or don't you understand that I could ask my Father, and he would even now send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that it must be this way? At that time Jesus said to the crowds, Have you come with swords and clubs to seize me as if I were a robber? I sat daily in the temple teaching, and you didn't take me then. But all this has happened so that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples left him and fled. And those who had taken Jesus led him away to the house of Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were gathered together. But Peter followed him at a distance to the court of the high priest, entered in, and sat with the officers to see the end. Now the chief priests and the whole council sought false testimony against Jesus so that they could put him to death. But they couldn't find any, even though many false witnesses came forward. Yet later on there came two who said, This man said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it after 3 days. Then the high priest stood up and said to him, Don't you have an answer about what these two testify against you? But Jesus remained silent. Then the high priest said to him, I solemnly charge you by the living God that you tell us whether you are the anointed one, the Son of God. Jesus said to him, You have said it. Even so I tell you this, in the future you will see the Son of Man sitting in the place of honor and authority of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest tore his garment, saying, He has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have for witnesses? Look, now you have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? They answered and said, He is worthy of death. Then they spit in his face and violently mistreated him. Some struck him with the palms of their hands, saying, Prophesy to us, you anointed one. Who is the one who struck you? Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and a maid came up to him and said, You also were with Jesus the Galilean. But he denied it before them all, saying, I don't know what you're talking about. And when he had gone out to the porch, another maid saw him and said to those who were there, This man also was with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied it with an oath, I don't know the man. A little while later, those who stood nearby came and said to Peter, You really must be one of them, for your accent exposes you. Then he began to curse and to swear, I don't know the man. And immediately the rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered the word which Jesus had said, Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly. This is the end of Matthew chapter 26.
The Father's Life New Testament Version. was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.